You know, there is something about that tangle of strangers pressed together for days with nothing in common but the need to go from one place to another and never see each other again. I see evil on this train. A passenger has died.
Hello and welcome to another movie podcast, the show that buys mustache combs by the barrel. I am Oscar, and with me today is...
Lexi.
Hey, Lexi. Welcome back.
Thanks.
You were a brief guest at some other point before. You're in the background of a lot of shows. And, yeah, so we might have you for more episodes. You never know. But thank you for joining me on this one.
You're welcome.
This is bonus time, of course, and the bonus episode for today is Murder on the Orient Express. Before we get there, let me just give you some of the house cleaning here, which is you can find us on the website, our hub called otherpodcast.com.
/Pornhub.
Nope, not true. I'm sure you can find us there, though, anyway.
Kanye's album is on there.
Yeah, I heard, and the Big Sick is out there. So I say go there for all of the other bonus episodes and every show we've made in the past. And also you can send feedback to podmoviecast@gmail.com. Podmoviecast is also our Twitter handle. Now, let us get into, straight into the bonus episode for this thing. That's all we're going to do today. So Murder on the Orient Express, starting now. When a murder occurs on the train he's traveling on, celebrated detective Hercule Poirot? I'm just going to call him Hercule. Detective Hercule is recruited to solve the case. This is, that's the smaller synopsis. Should I read the bigger one? What do you think? That's big, right?
It's pretty big.
You want to read it for us? Might be more fun. It's going to be a fun bonus light episode, guys, just so you know.
All of this?
Read the middle. It's just a paragraph.
Okay. Having just solved a mysterious theft in Jerusalem, the famed Belgian...
Mustachioed.
Detective Hercules.
Hercule.
No, it's Hercule.
Okay, sure.
Hercule Poirot is in need of balancing things in his life with a small vacation, comma... In 1934, in Istanbul.
Istanbul.
What does that mean?
That's a city, honey.
Istanbul. Instead, the vigilant detective will soon find himself aboard the luxurious Orient Express on a trip to Calais?
Maybe Calais or Calais.
Calais.
Don't know that one.
Sharing a carriage with an
eclectic
assortment of first class travelers and an invisible murderer who walks unnoticed among them. Ooh. When a sudden massive avalanche blocks the tracks, trapping the passengers in the locomotive, the gruesome murder of a commuter in his cabin will force Poirot to solve a conundrum where everyone is a suspect. In the end, who could be the killer?
Dun, dun, dun.
His last name really isn't Poirot. I just don't know how to pronounce it.
Maybe how they pronounce it, though. I'm not sure. And this is, of course,
like Poirot better.
Adapted from the famed Agatha Christie novel, probably her most famous novel, of the same title, and which is a screenplay by Michael Green for this rendition. This is like the third or fourth adaptation of this book, by the way, I should say. And this is directed by Kenneth Branagh, the Shakespearean actor who's super famous for that stuff. And he's also the main detective guy in the movie. And it is, so it stars him. It stars also Penelope Cruz, Willem Dafoe, Judi Dench, Papa Esidu, Ahsan Ye, I'm sorry if I fucked that out, Michael Rouse, Elliot Levy, David Ennie. I'm trying to find that other one. Daisy Ridley is in this movie as well. Leslie Odom. Where was the other guy I'm missing? I know I'm missing someone that I wanted to mention. Oh, Josh Gad. Johnny Depp is in this. That's right. Johnny Depp is in it. That's the one. Wow. And Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer is great. So, a lot of actors in this movie. Lots and lots of actors. Did you... So, what did you... But without spoiling, because we have a spoiler session.
Okay.
What did you think of this movie, Lexi? By the way, I should say, the reason she's here is because no one else wanted to see this movie with me. So, I had to find someone. So, what did you think of the movie?
I liked it.
A bit more.
Okay. I liked it because I like his mustache and I like his weird, like, OCD quirks. And I think that he makes a really good detective. And I like the whole entire, like, whodunit. Like, all, like...
Yeah. Oh, you like trying to, like, figure it out like
yeah.
he is?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you like that part?
Yeah, I did like that part. Yeah.
Do you like movies like that a lot or no?
Yeah, I do.
There's like a ton of them like that. Yeah, those things of his mustache. His mustache is crazy, guys. It's insane. That mustache is, he has more on his mustache than I have on my head.
True.
Obviously, it's not really true, but it feels like it's true. No, it's not true. Okay, his mustache is not that big. I have hair. I'm not bald or balding. But I'd say the thing that attracted me most to this is not really Kenneth Branagh, you know, who's it's like his fifth movie or something he's directed. I didn't look that part up, but he's done a few, and he did like Thor, for example, and he always brings like a classy old world quality to these movies where nowadays, you know, it's more like bang 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 kind of like aesthetic. So he doesn't he doesn't mind slowing things down if it needs to be. So like I kind of wanted to see it for that, but also for the cast, you know, all these people, a lot of them are like, you know, Daisy Ridley from, you know, the Star Wars franchise, of course Michelle Pfeiffer from every badass movie she's in, you know, all these people are in, like the cast is crazy. Did you recognize everybody or most people in this movie?
No,
I
recognized Michelle Pfeiffer, but I didn't know it was her.
You say you did recognize her, or you did not?
I did.
Oh, but you didn't know that was Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah, I don't know her name. I just know her face.
Yeah, what do you know her face from? Do you remember?
I don't remember the specific movies.
I'll tell you, it was Mother, remember?
Oh.
She was in Mother. She played the one that broke the thing in the
yeah,
room.
Yeah, the crazy one.
Yeah, the one with the drinking and shit.
Yeah, the hoe.
The hoe, yeah. That was her. Well, and she's also very famous for playing... In the old days, like Batman, she played Catwoman.
Yeah,
that's the one. Not the old days, but it's not like over 20 years, so maybe it is old. Yeah, so that's what attracted me to this movie. So my initial thoughts of this movie was that it was good. It was fine. It wasn't. I'm not saying it didn't like it didn't disappoint me necessarily, but it didn't like exceed my expectations. I kind of expected like a paint by numbers kind of deal, and it became that. I wish it was a little more stylish, and
stylish. The dude had a sleeping mask for his mustache.
No, I don't
style mean... doesn't go beyond that.
You're right. I mean, style in the way it was like filmed or the way it was edited. I feel like it was
kind of slow.
Some people say slow, some people say methodical. Yeah, like I said, it's part of the classiness of this guy is that he doesn't mind going slow. But it was fine. It was a fine movie. It was a fun time in the movie theater. I was one of the youngest people in the movie theater, and everyone was having fun watching it. Like all the old people there. I think I took you, that's right, to watch it. And I guess you were the youngest person there.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it was fun to watch, but nothing beyond that. Like, it doesn't, like, make you think about something. It doesn't make you think of a theme or some life thing, or it doesn't make you think about your own life or in any significant way after. It's not meant to do that. It is just an adaptation to a famous book, and it looks gorgeous, though. The shot, the dressing and set design and some of the shots are gorgeous. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Everything is like super expensive looking, and you kind of want to live in these people's worlds, right?
Not really.
Oh, well, spoiler for that one, I guess. But yeah, we'll get to that point. But before you know, right?
Yeah.
You kind of want to be in that cabin, right?
Kind of.
I do anyway. I don't know. It's me, though. I wish I was like trying to like
maybe
figure it
out different
too.
Luxury, like first class cabin than the one they're all paired with, but.
Yeah, maybe.
Similar.
Maybe. I mean, we have, like, a queen on board. We have, like, one of every occupation, right? Yeah. There's a psychiatrist. There's a soldier in there.
A doctor.
There's a doctor in there. There's a murder guy in there. There's a gangster in there. Johnny Depp plays a gangster. What did you think of Johnny Depp? He's the clear villain in the beginning. He's the one who gets murdered. Spoiler. That's not spoiler. That's just that's how the conflict starts. He gets murdered in his cabin, and the whole thing is to figure out who did it. What did you think of his entrance and then his death?
Before knowing why he was murdered, mm-hmm. I was kind of sad for him, you know, because it's Johnny Depp.
Yeah, but he's like a gangster, evil gangster, dude. Well, he was mean to that guy. He was mean to, like, everyone. He was an asshole.
Players gotta play.
Don't hate the player, hate the game?
Exactly.
Is that what you're trying to tell me right now? Is that how these people should have seen him? Hate the player and not the game?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Like, he was just trying to make a living.
Cool. Cold fish. Cold. Yeah, I guess maybe he did.
I mean, minus, like, the reason why they killed him. That was so uncalled for.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. Don't worry. Does this movie want to make you see more movies by this detective?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, like, because Agatha Christie didn't just make this one book and this character just one off. She made other books with the same character.
Good.
Kind of like her own Sherlock Holmes. So would you like to see more of that?
Yes, of course. Okay. I love his mustache and his OCD.
And his OCD, right.
Yeah. Makes very perfect detective.
Did you think the movie portrayed his sharp intellect correctly? Like, do you think they could have done a better job, or do you think they did a good job?
I think they did a good job.
Yeah, so you believed he was as smart as the movie was? Bless you.
Did I sneeze on you?
No. Yeah, you did, probably. It's okay. Did you think that the movie did a good job to show how smart he was?
Kind of, yeah.
You believed he was as the greatest detective?
I believe that he was a pretty good detective.
Yeah, also the guy has a massive ego. Would you not agree with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, the opening of this movie, which is, I think, the worst part of this movie, it opens with him, like, trying to eat this perfect hard-boiled egg, right?
Oh, my God. He has this little boy run, like, 10 times to get him the perfect
egg. And he is so happy to do it.
Right.
Like, this other third world kid is, like, you know, so happy to serve the white guy. It felt very wrong to me watching it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, because they're, like, in India or something, and he's solving this case.
They're wasting all those eggs. Not like they have many.
Right, yeah. It doesn't look like they're, yeah, third world, man. I mean, maybe not third world, but it looked like he didn't live very well, that kid. So, yeah, they just show, I mean, I know, they're supposed to show how he's a perfectionist, right? And a perfectionist type is a good detective. I know what they're trying to do, but they do it in the context of this racial class thing, and I'm like, you just makes him look like an asshole to me.
True.
So I didn't really like that beginning, but it did show a lot about his character, good or bad. So, but I think he has an ego. He calls himself the world's greatest. He calls himself that. It's not like anyone gives him that title.
Hey,
you know?
Boy's got some confidence.
That's true. I guess some people call it ego. Other people call it confidence.
I mean, like, looking at the statistics of him, obviously he has solved a lot of crimes and worked for a lot of powerful people to solve shit.
Yeah, I guess.
So, if I was in his shoes, I'd probably call myself the world's greatest detective, too. I mean, I am, but not in crimes. Just in snooping.
Just in snooping?
Yeah.
I believe that, for sure. But, you know, it's funny because that kind of thing, you can never measure. You can never really know if you are the greatest, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But in his eyes, he is.
Right? In his eyes, I guess. Do you want to talk about anything else in this movie, like, before we get into some of the spoiler stuff?
I need to get into the spoilers. I've been holding myself back.
All right, then. Let's get into it, starting right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to... it appears that our bad luck has worsened. That is...
A passenger has died on the train.
He was murdered.
Good God. Murder here?
Alas, madame.
God rest his soul.
As we are snowbound, I have elected to take the case and find for my friend Monsieur Book the criminal.
And why you?
My name is Hercule Poirot, and I am probably the greatest detective in the world. I will speak to all of you in time. For the moment, I must recommend that you remain in your compartments with the doors locked.
I feel like a prisoner here.
It is for your own safety. If there was a murder, then there was a murderer. The murderer is with us. On the train. Now.
All right. What did you think of the... What were you trying to say?
Oh my God, it was so sentimental how they all grouped up together to kill him. Oh, so romantic.
Oh, you thought it was romantic. In what way?
In like a nice way, you know? Because like they're all like family of some sort, but like not all of them know it.
They're all like side victims? Like victims of the victim?
Yeah, they're all like... Because of, like, the little girl that was, like, murdered, and then, what was it, the mom and dad after?
Yeah. I don't know what, mom and dad, was it suicide or something else? Or something?
I think the dad was suicide, but I think the mom was killed.
Yeah, I don't remember. Or the mom was that Michelle Pfeiffer, I think. I forget the actual details, but they're all related to each other.
Yeah, they're all related.
I mean, in the
they
course...
They all planned it out.
Right.
In knowing that he was going to be on the train ahead of time, they all planned that shit out to the T.
Yeah. Did they,
just to be able to
wait,
sleep
thought,
at night?
I thought, oh, yeah, that, so that, what was the purpose of having, of doing the murder around the guy, around Hercule?
So they could all, like, kill him, so they could all be able to, like, I don't know, get some rest and, like, feel at peace. Because, like, he killed a little girl.
No, I know that, why they killed Johnny Depp's character. I mean, like, why, was it, it wasn't planned that, that the detective would be there, right?
No.
Right, that was the weird hiccup, right?
Yeah.
That was the worst, like,
yeah, they were planning
story.
On getting away with it.
Right, okay.
Which, technically, they did.
Okay, I thought you were trying to say the opposite. I'm like, what?
No.
I thought I missed something. Okay.
No, they planned that,
Right.
The dude was there, so they all planned to kill him.
Yeah, the only two people that weren't a part of this murder was the detective and the guy who is the son of the guy who owns the tracks that got him the seat on the plane. Train.
Mm-hmm.
The plane. Train. Yeah. All right. You thought it was like a romantic way of murdering.
Yeah, did you see the murder scene? They all stabbed him like once and passed the knife to the other person.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm glad you saw it that way. I didn't really see it that way. It almost became like a ridiculous flashback. It almost became like a dream. It almost felt like unrealistic that all these people would be in that small cabin stabbing one guy
without anyone like hearing or noticing.
No, I mean Hercule did wake up that night and stuff like that, but
yeah.
It's more like it looks ridiculous that to actually do it out, like, exactly get the vengeance that equally, like, it seems like I can see one of them murdering it, like, plan it out to one of them killing him, and then they all, like, back up that person.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the movie's trying to make it all equal by saying they're all part of it. Like, they're all equal in killing him equally, right? It's like buying stock for a company. They'll have equal share in the murder. So I know what they were trying to do, and I'm glad it worked for you. I'm glad you saw the romanticism in it. I just wish I could see beyond its initial setting, which is just all these people in a cabin stabbing one guy.
Yeah.
But that's cool. I like that. What did you think of their stories? Like, did you want them... Did you like how it ended for them?
Yes, I did.
So you wanted them to go get out of...
Yeah. Like, they were just trying to get some fucking sleep and peace, inner peace and shit, man. Like, if some, like, crazy, like, bitch-ass gangster murdered one of my child, and, like, I had this whole entire, like, loving family on my side, like, yeah, I would, like, want everyone to murder him and, like, just to sleep and shit.
What did you think of Michelle Pfeiffer's confession that was all her plan and all that, trying to take the rap for them all?
I think that was very brave of her. She didn't want everyone to go down with her.
No, I'm really glad it worked out. There's a whole, like glass supper table by the tracks, remember?
Yeah.
That's when they all confess and they all say.
And then, like, he has the gun, but it's not loaded.
Yeah.
And, like,
what did you think of that part?
I thought that was, like, very brave, because instead of shooting the detective, she tried to shoot herself.
Yeah, I think that doing that proved to him that these people were more are more honorable than just murderers.
Yeah.
Right? Or they had like a very good reason or a reason or good enough reason for him to forgive them.
Yeah.
Or not turn them in, right? Because one thing that Hercule is, on top of being mustachioed.
He's extremely fucking moral.
Right. Very fucking moral. He looks like a rule follower. But I think he's more of a rule follower. Not like rules because they're the law. I think he's more about...
Doesn't he like constantly say... like something about the difference between like good and bad, like he can only see the good
right
separate from the bad and the bad separate from
right
the good.
Like that's his weird gift,
yeah,
like, that's his superpower, right?
That and that's why he's like so OCD, is when something's like out of place it's like bad,
right? And which is why this case was also weird for him, because it was very, it had like a very honorable, it's a very honorable crime, right?
Yeah,
I get what they were trying to do, and I guess the movie does portray it a little too much. But I would say that, I understand. He has a code, and these people did not break it ultimately, even though they kind of did by killing the guy. All very true.
Well deserved, though.
Yeah. Yeah, Johnny Depp deserves to die, for sure. He almost always deserves to die in any movie, except Edward Scissorhands.
What about what was that other movie?
I'm exaggerating, obviously. But.
I forgot. Never mind.
Aww. Donnie Brasco?
No, it's not that one. It's.
You don't see that. Take that.
It is.
What was it? Who with who?
It was with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I know, but with who else? Like, what else? Or what was it about? Or.
I don't remember, honestly.
Wow.
Oh yeah, no, I
what?
Do.
Okay.
Oh wait, is it the same movie? No, it's not. It's Edward Scissorhands.
I'm gonna kill you.
It's the one with where. What's the name of it? It's the one you showed me with when he has the obsession over like the barber knife.
Oh, it's Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, Sweeney Todd.
You think he didn't deserve to die?
No.
He totally did deserve to die.
No, he didn't.
He killed so many people.
That's okay.
No, it's not okay. He killed and put and then fed those meat things, fed those people to other people.
He found love.
He used force. No, he didn't find it. No, he did not. Remember?
Well, I mean, she found him and she loved him. Within time, he could have loved her.
No, within time, it didn't. He killed his own love. You no, that movie is no. No, he deserved to die.
Mm.
I love that movie too, but
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think Johnny Depp ever deserves to die.
All right, I think we're beyond the point now. We're almost at the end anyway of this review, but I want to say real quick. When the clues started coming up in the movie, like halfway or whatever, let's say, Hercule is seeing all these clues. He is, a little flabbergasted by them all. Once you find out that there's like all these connections to Johnny Depp or this girl that died. Who did you think it was?
I thought it was the woman with the girl that was like trying to sleep with all the dudes, you know, the cougar chick.
I don't remember. Okay, sure.
I think it was the one that like tried to kill herself with the gun, and the girl
Michelle
confessed.
Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She was angling for like another rich guy, right?
Yeah.
That's right. She was. She also hurt.
She also tried to hit on the day.
Hit on Hercule, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you thought it was her the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember in the theater now because we all made predictions. I was like, oh, it's the queen's understudy or whatever, and you're like, nah, it's her, and it turned out to be all of them. But you're like, I win. I remember the movie. I remember when we watched the movie. You're like, I win because she had the plan and stuff. So.
Yep.
I mean, semantics, bro. They all did it.
Yeah, but she was the one
semantics,
who came up with it.
Semantics.
She's the brains behind it.
I
still win.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost, it's funny that I didn't think about that everyone would be involved right away because... Once you start seeing like five connections for one murder victim, I'm like, okay, they all did it, right? But I didn't think of that right away. Anything else you want to say on this movie before we cut it? Like, anything you don't want to forget to talk about?
Nope.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Positive.
Very. AB positive.
AB, is that what your blood is?
I don't know. I've never really found that out.
I think I used to know, but I forgot. Also, I should know that. I feel like that's information you should know,
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, like your social security number, your
I know my social security.
No, I'm saying, like, those are the things that you, like, yeah. Also your blood type, like, those are the types of things that you should know, right, about yourself.
Yeah. I don't think my mom knows either.
you mean your own or her own?
Mine.
Oh, and her own.
Yeah, probably not.
All right. Well, that's a weird tangent, but we're going to cut it here. Thank you for listening to this Stranger Than Usual bonus episode. Thank you, Lexi, for helping out.
You're welcome, babe.
Yeah. So until the next month, guys, see you then.
Mr. Daniel? I'm finished.